Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Here's what I learned this weekend, that tailgating all weekend is a young man's game.
Duh.
Man, I am hurting from head to toe.
Hey,
trying to keep up.
If you're going to be a man at night,
yep,
got to be a man in the morning.
I'm trying. I am really trying. So I went to Auburn this weekend with some friends. It was his birthday, and there was also an Aubie reunion. Now, it's a big deal to be the Auburn mascot, right?
Uh-huh.
I know when you're talking about mascots and you talk about reunions or conventions, it could seem pretty funny. Like, if everybody was showing up in their mascot uniform, it would be funny. But, yeah, like, every 5 years, these guys link back up at a game and acquaint each other again, you know, just catch up. And it's a really amazing community that they've built. I didn't realize, like, Auburn is the Alabama of mascots.
Really?
Yeah, so if there was like a ranking of schools, Auburn would be number one. They have like 13 mascots that are professional mascots, either football or basketball. So it's a really big deal, and it's amazing traditions. It's a whole world that I didn't understand.
I feel like we need to do a segment called Ask a Mascot.
Yes, seriously.
Right?
To learn more.
So, yeah, I was hanging out with those guys all weekend. They just build this community where they really help each other out. If one of them loses a family member, Aubie's kind and help with the planning of funerals.
Not in the costume, right?
Not in the costume.
Okay, just it'd be so weird. If you're at your like a family's funeral and all of a sudden the Auburn mascot shows up. Now, if they were a huge Auburn fan, that would make total sense.
But yeah, there are a whole bunch of different traditions, and I did that at Auburn this weekend. It was just a really great weekend, but a long weekend, and my body just can't take that anymore.
Yeah,
so,
no.
That's a long weekend. This,
tailgating to me is starting to feel like Vegas used to, where I could do it for days and days, and then the trip just got shorter and shorter and shorter.
I don't understand. You're saying tailgating is one day.
No, it starts on Friday night when you get into town.
Okay, see, yeah, no, I mean, I went to an SEC school, and, you know, granted, you know, you live there, but tailgating's a day. You're making it sound like it's a Vegas weekend.
Yeah, the whole weekend.
Now you tell me it's a day.
Yes.
We started Friday and didn't end until late Saturday.
Well,
so
it was also a friend's birthday weekend.
Yes, it was.
Yes. So that adds in a whole other element. And a mascot reunion. Oh my gosh. It was like a trifecta.
How are you, Abby? You went to New York over the weekend.
No, I was in D.C.
D.C.,
which I had really low expectations for because I've only been once and I didn't really go out much in the nightlife scene. So my mom and I were going up there for a marathon weekend. So we definitely weren't going to have like a 3-day bender. Mm. But on the first night, we were definitely planning on going out, you know, testing out my red nail theory, seeing if I can get any men to pay attention to me based off of just how my nails look. And we went to Adams Morgan, which kind of reminded me of Nashville. If you've ever been to Nashville on Broadway, there's just a street of old-timey buildings that have been converted into bars, and each level is like a different type of bar. So we went to one bar called Madam's Organ, which is a fun play on words.
That's a legendary place in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, if I had gotten drunk enough and you had told me, oh, yeah, Abby, you're in Nashville, would have 100% believed it. There was a band on the first floor, then you go up to the second floor, and it's a little bit more mingly, and then you get to the third floor, and it's like a club. And so me and my mom went up there and had a really great time, had a couple of franjas, which is cheap white wine from a box, which was made for a really interesting night. Went out that day.
Did you call them franjas?
Yeah, franjas.
That's Franzia.
Franzia, yeah. I used to call it Tour de Franzia in college. college. I would get the rosé, the white wine, and the red wine. I would see how many I could drink in one night.
I literally thought I just jumped realities. I was like, has it been Franja my whole life? It sounded so fancy. And I'm like, wait, did she mean Franzia? Yeah.
It's like calling Target Tarjay.
I'm calling it Franja from now on.
It literally is wine in a box, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it comes in a bag. It's delicious. We bopped around D.C. on Saturday, and then Sunday was the Marine Corps Marathon, which is incredibly moving. The way that this marathon is different is that when you run the marathon, when you get that little sign that you tape on to yourself when you go running with your number on it, on the back of it is the name of a Marine Corps member that has passed away. And literally as my mom is checking in, the woman who was working the counter was like, oh, I knew this man. That's my friend's father. He passed away in Afghanistan or something. And so you're running in honor of that guy.
That's incredible.
And so when you get to mile 12, you're running this marathon. And then they have all photos of them lined up on the side. So my mom stopped on mile 12 and like took a photo of him. And it's a picture of him with his kids. It was
that's fire.
Incredible. So I had a great weekend.
That's a way to keep you motivated and to run all those miles for sure.
And she needed it.
I thought you, Mo, was supposed to be a quiet weekend.
Yes, it was very quiet.
It
was.
You didn't fly anywhere crazy?
I did not.
Okay.
I did absolutely nothing. And it was glorious. I had some friends over for the fight on Saturday. Watch football Sunday. It's the first weekend, and I don't know how long that I did nothing. And I wish I did that more often.
It was
incredible.
Glorious.
It was incredible.
Really sounds glorious. And you?
It was just a family-focused weekend. It was Jimmy Palooza. So Saturday, we went to a touch-a-truck event. And it was consensual.
the truck consented?
Yes. We made sure to ask every truck if we could touch it. So you had SWAT cars, you had fire trucks, you had police cars, you had an ambulance, you had excavators, you had skid steers, you had a garbage truck, and all the kids. Because for some reason, young kids are fascinated with trucks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we did that. And then Saturday, we went to the botanical gardens and saw pumpkin displays and scarecrows. And then we also finally went and got Jimmy's pumpkins so we can carve it before Halloween come and goes. And FYI, if you procrastinate and wait to the last minute, pumpkins are buy one, get one free. And Mama racked up on her Thanksgiving pumpkins.
That's a fun weekend.
It was.
All right, so our producer, Messy Mikey, in studio, got recognized, and all you got to do is represent this show. Well, we talk about it quite a bit, you know? When you're out there, you're still representing the show.
Oh, yeah, and I did a bad job of it. Yeah, I wish I was like Mo. I wish I did nothing. Instead, I decided to go out and lose my debit card, which I seriously can't keep track of anything. It doesn't matter what kind of state of mind I'm in. I'm going to forget something.
Is it one of those deals where you go to the bar and you have to hand over your car and they hold it and you're supposed to check out at the end of the night and you just forgot?
No, I went to dinner. I was just a normal guy at dinner forgetting my card. I'd tell you, If my head wasn't attached to my body, I'd forget that. Sorry, I had to.
How many times have your parents said that to you?
So I lose my debit card. I go there that night and I say, do you have it? They don't have it. I wake up in the morning, no shower, no food. I had done my laundry with a roll of toilet paper, so I looked like I just stepped out of a snow globe. I was just covered in just tiny bits of toilet paper. So I'm just investigating. I'm walking all over town. Also, my lady lost her wallet, so we got two things on the loose.
Oh, it's meant to be.
Yeah, it's meant to be. We're both just mess. But, so we're walking around investigating, asking witnesses, what happened? Where are we? So I'm walking down the street just looking like a wreck. And then I hear my name. Some guy I know calls out my name. He's with his family. And his family says, oh, we're huge fans of the Burt Show, intern Mikey, everything. And geez, did I completely ruin this interaction. I was so wrapped up in this card thing. This caught me completely by surprise. I said, oh, yeah, me too. And then I just mumbled something like, I lost my card. Just like they're trying to have a conversation about the Burt Show. And I just say, I lost my card. And I'm just trying to like figure out a way out of this interaction. They were so nice. It was this guy's mom and his whole family. They were very nice. And did they probably regret bringing that up to me?
No, I think it's right on brand for you.
Just like, embrace it. And then when you said, we're big fans of the Burt Show, did you say me too?
I said me too.
Okay.
I don't, what am I supposed to say? Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's fair. He's fair.
I don't know. I feel like I'm a fan too.
It's like when you're at the desk and the person working at the airport says, have a nice flight. And you're like, you too.
Oh, and then you just punch yourself in the head.
Yeah, I think because you are you and you tell these stories every time, like, I don't think that's, I don't think you represented the show in a bad light at all. I think it's consistent.
You don't want to be like that, do you?
I want to shuck and jive and be like, oh, thank you. You want an autograph picture? But
definitely didn't go that way.
But instead, I'm like, I lost my card. And I go scampering off.
Did you find the car?
Conclusion, miraculously, by the way, the stakes were high. This is a Sunday. I got to get home to be able to be on here on Monday.
Yeah.
I need my card. I don't have a credit card. I don't know how those work. Miraculously, the restaurant had my card.
Beautiful.
They lied to me the night before.
Oh, they lied to you?
Well, they might just not seen it. But yes, they had it in the morning. I got my card. All is well. I just lost my pride is the only thing I lost.
Didn't I pull up in the elevator with you last week and you had another night where you lost a whole bunch of different things?
I lose stuff
night?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good at it. But usually they don't come back to me. And so I'm on top of the world.
Did your lady find her wallet?
She found her wallet.
Really?
In two strikes of good luck.
Well, this is all because you ran into those lovely Burt Show listeners.
Yep. Good people, good folks.
Do you want to apologize to them for not giving them the true Mikey?
Yes, I apologize. You caught me in the middle of a story, and I was a wreck.
The Burt Show.